Chapter 8. Delenda Est. Our embassies in Tanzania and Kenya in East Africa were struck almost simultaneously on August 7, 1998. Our embassy in Tanzania was badly damaged. In Kenya, there was carnage. 257 were dead and 5,000 wounded. Among the fatalities were 12 Americans. Al-Qaeda had now followed up a fatwa, or religious ruling, earlier in 1998, declaring war on the United States, with an actual act of war. The counterterrorism security group met by secure video conference at 5 in the morning. "Let's begin. We're going to have to triage this, sequence it." I started the meeting and covered how we would coordinate search and rescue, secure the two embassy sites with U.S. Marines, investigate the bombings using the FBI, send in a team to coordinate the various efforts, arrange to transport all the people and equipment, and think about stopping similar planned attacks. Finally, I addressed attribution and response. "CIA, let's meet in my office at 7:30 to go over the evidence. The senior officer from each CSG agency is invited. I expect we all know what the evidence will show. We will need to give the president options." That morning, the smaller, in-person meeting revealed initial evidence that Al-Qaeda had launched the attacks. Because we were all pretty certain where this was going, I asked the CIA and the Joint Chiefs of Staff to create a joint team to develop response options against Al-Qaeda. That day and the next several were consumed with meetings with the president and the principals, coordination of the flow to Africa, and preparation to receive the bodies of our dead. A week passed in a flash. 7 days after the attack, the principals met again with the president. Just before going to the meeting, I read a CIA report from a source in Afghanistan that bin Laden and his top staff were planning a meeting on August 20th to review the results of their attacks and to plan the next wave. This report meant we had the opportunity not merely to stage a retaliatory bombing, but also a chance to get bin Laden and his top deputies, if the president would agree to a strike now, during the white-hot Monica scandal press coverage. In the meeting, the CIA and FBI provided detailed evidence that the operation had been Al-Qaeda's. The president asked National Security Advisor Sandy Berger to coordinate all of the moving parts necessary for a military response, tentatively planned for August 20th, 6 days later. Military assets had to be moved into place. Pakistan would have to be dealt with in some way. Clinton also asked Berger to pull together an overall plan to deal with Al-Qaeda. "Listen, retaliating for these attacks is all well and good, but we've got to get rid of these guys once and for all," Clinton said, looking seriously over his half glasses. "You understand what I'm telling you?"